This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only thing that leads me to believe that that man, Floyd Mayweather, doesn't come to fight and loses this fight is if he really is out in Vegas partying all week. And did you see the Wetzel story about him being in a strip club at 3 in the morning?
I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
Look, you own the place. That's fine. You can do whatever you want. But I'm just starting to wonder if he's leaving himself vulnerable.
Well, I hope not, because I've been talking a big game against Conor McGregor and those that are in his corner for this fight. It's just a twinge right now of the feeling of thinking back 30 years ago, well, less than 30 years ago, but whatever it was, 27 years ago, when Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yep.
And Tyson had just switched over to Don King and his management team, and they take the fight in Tokyo, which was just strange. Obviously, it was a better deal for Don King to do it. And all these things were stacked against Mike Tyson that we didn't really know about till after the fight. Like, what were you doing, you know? And it looked like during the fight that Tyson just wasn't taking it seriously and obviously lost the fight, got knocked out and couldn't answer the 10 count. I hope that's not what's going on here, that he's taking it too lightly. I think there's too much hype about this. There was no hype at all about Tyson and Buster Douglas. There's hype about this. Epic hype about this. And it's been going on. Whispers began about a little over a year ago. Whispers began, and then things got confirmed, 6 months ago, that it's a go.
Yep.
And the go team has been here to raise this to new levels. They're going to try to beat the pay-per-view record of the Pacquiao fight, which I think was 4.6 million buys. This one's going for $100 again. I imagine that they're going to push that limit and maybe get to over 5 million pay-per-view buys. I think people want to see this fight for the spectacle that it is,
I was thinking about, I'm so confident that Floyd Mayweather's going to win, right?
Yep.
But if he doesn't win, I will feel like the reason will be 60% because he didn't prepare himself, 30% because the fix was in to create a rematch, and 10% because Conor McGregor was a better boxer. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Nick in Sterling Heights. You're next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Gator, it seems like you're already preparing yourself for Monday for the excuses of why Conor McGregor won that fight. Now, here, Lou.
I'll tell you what. If McGregor knocks him out and wins the fight, I'm not going to make excuses. I'll just tip my hat to Conor McGregor for knocking him out. But you know what's not going to happen? I'm not going to have to do that because Conor McGregor's not going to knock him out.
See, here's the thing, and here's my thinking. I'm not a boxing fan, and I'm not a fan of MMA either. But looking at this logically, Conor McGregor is used to getting his butt kicked, kicks to the head, elbows to the face, punches, the whole nine, right? There's no way. If this fight goes to Mayweather, it's going to be on decision. There's 0.00 chance that Conor McGregor gets knocked out.
Why would you say that?
Because a straight-up fist fight is not going to – McGregor will not get knocked out by that.
A straight-up fist fight, Mayweather has knocked out 26,
used to,
26 of his 49 opponents. He's knocked them out. Floyd Mayweather has. Floyd Mayweather is a professional boxer, maybe one of the greatest boxers of all time. He has never lost. He has been hit by guys that throw punches harder than Conor McGregor. McGregor is king of the MMA world right now, and he belongs there because he's been awesome. But he's also an MMA fighter trying to become solely a boxer right now, and he's had some time to train, but it's not nearly enough time to train to face off against someone who's a legend.
I understand, but just it's not going to knock out McGregor. If this goes to Mayweather's going to be 12 rounds.
Diaz kept poking and prodding and poking away and hitting and jabbing away and slapping around at Conor McGregor, and eventually McGregor got tired enough where he was able to put him to sleep. But you don't think that a guy who's one of the greatest boxers of all time is going to be able to simply outbox Conor McGregor to the point where he knocks him out?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What round, Nick?
What round is McGregor going to knock him out? I say before 5.
Wow.
So the 4th?
Oh, hey, one more question before you let me go. Now, in boxing, let's say McGregor did turn this into some kind of MMA and kicked him in the face. Doesn't he have to get a warning before he gets disqualified?
I think it depends on what ends up. Like, if he knocks him out with a head kick, I think he gets disqualified.
248-539-9797. We'll have to look up and see if what is written down in the contract for this fight, if it's anything different because it's Conor.
In fact,
I think I remember saying any shenanigans and Conor gets DQ'd.
I'm really surprised at how many people think that it would Conor McGregor would actually lose it and then revert to his MMA fighting skill set where all of a sudden he throws a head kick. I'm very surprised by that.
I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest.
Wow. I'd be completely surprised.
Dude, I've been following this for like days. Let's go to Bill in Riverview. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, Bill.
Hey, I just was kind of thinking here. McGregor camp, what if he is overcome a little bit by Mayweather's speed and stuff, that he possibly fakes a head kick and sends Mayweather to the mat with his left hand?
Well, I thought of that. Like, what happens if Conor comes out and he just starts, you know, he's back in his stance in the corner and the bell rings, and the first thing McGregor does before charging at Mayweather is he jumps up and throws some sort of wild kick, spins around, lands, and then comes out boxing. Would that throw off Floyd Mayweather?
Exactly.
And then I revert back to the scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark where the one guy's handling the sword and is going back and forth with it and showing off his sword skills, and Indiana Jones just simply pulls out the gun and shoots him.
Right. Right.
That's what I think happens. I don't think he's going to pull out a gun and shoot him. I think he's just going to say, okay, whatever, and then knock him out.
Right. Well, the only thing McGregor, I guess, one of the things, I am a McGregor fan, so I'm going to say him in the probably 5th round. But I think he's going to catch Mayweather. He's not your traditional boxer. I think he's got that to his advantage.
I think it's to his disadvantage because he doesn't have the skills.
248-539-9797. We go to Dave in Rochester. You're next. Hi, Dave.
Dave.
David.
No good.
Let's go to Bob in Ferndale. You're next. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
How you doing, sir?
Everybody doing?
All right, Bob.
Hey. Gator, I'm with you, man. The level of the stupidity and ignorance of the callers today is about to make my head explode. The only way Mayweather loses this fight is if he throws it. I have trained with a lot of guys, worked with a lot of guys as a former high school wrestling coach. You know, I've worked with a ton of guys. McGregor isn't even one of the best 3 fighters in his own sport.
Well, I don't know, but I'll let me say this. I'm a much bigger MMA fan than I am a boxing fan. I'm a big MMA fan. I'm not much of a boxing fan. However, I respect the skill set of what it takes to do what you do. And what Conor McGregor does in mixed martial arts is awesome because you have to be well-versed in all the disciplines to be successful at it, and he is. And I think you sell him short as how good of a fighter he is in the MMA world.
Like I said, I've worked with a lot of fighters, a whole lot.
But when it comes to boxing solely, this is crazy. He's a great hype machine. He's also a hell of a fighter in MMA, though.
He's a good fighter. He's not a great fighter. He's a good fighter. There's a big difference between the two. So I'm going to say I'll take Mayweather in probably 7.
I mean, he knocked out what's-his-face in like 6 seconds to start the fight. The Jose Aldo, yeah.
When?
A year ago, 2 years ago?
It's to me, I swear, I just feel like this is so lopsided. It feels so lopsided. It's no slight to Conor. It's not his skill set. It's part of his skill set.
But
you know what this is? This is the, dude, Usain Bolt would be an awesome wide receiver. Crowd is putting their money behind Conor. Usain Bolt can run fast, but he's not a football player.
Conor McGregor is a hell of a fighter. And I think, and he's got boxing skills, but he doesn't have professional boxing skills. His boxing skills in the world of MMA are fantastic. But to translate that into a group of people and athletes that train their whole lives,
he's got
to
do a lot.
Specifically in boxing.
Yep.
And to expect him to compete with that, I think is.
It's a decathlete who's also now being asked to go win one of his events. Win that on the world stage against just sprinters or just hammer throwers.
Now I can go out and race Usain Bolt and win? Not likely.
97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.